say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and it fit good, so I took the doors out the deep, okay. I see a brother holding your seat, no beef, but I'm trying to get to know you at least. Don't take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Sauvignon Blanc. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend, then you got the wrong song. But girl, what's good? What's with ya? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. You want me, go figure. To the back, to the front. You a 10, baby girl, but I know one. Hey, to the back. To the front, you a 10, baby girl, but I'm the one. You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoot what you do, say, girl, I know you a little too.
Hey there. Hi there, Patriots. Hey. Hey, I hope you guys are having a great day. Those are you guys. You're going to skip like little calves. Did y'all see the post that I put earlier today? Look at this from Malachi 4. For behold, the day comes burning like a furnace when all the proud and all the oaths who work wickedness will be stubble. The day will, that will comes will burn them up, says Yahweh of armies, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But you... You who fear my name shall the sun of righteousness arise with healing in its wings. But to you, that's what's going to happen to you. You will go out and leap like calves of the stall. How about that? You shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet in that day that I make, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. How about that? Who likes some Malachi 4? If you're not familiar with that passage, you've got to go read the minor prophets. They knew exactly what we were dealing with, and they were telling us that we're going to win. We're going to win, win, win. How fun is that? Isn't that the cutest little guys? Aren't they so cute? And we will be, that's what we're going to happen to us. We're going to be like little energetic, sometimes you get tired, right? The older you get, you're like, where's my energy? And we're going to be having so much energy, just like that little calf. Those little calves, aren't they so cute? It's going to be awesome. It's going to be beautiful. And so they will be gone. The Bible says that we'll look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. How cool is that? And they will have neither root nor branch. Nothing. Gone. And we'll have healing. You'll have healing. If you haven't checked out my website, check it out right now, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. This is my website. Tons of research over there that you are just go and check it out. Tons of goodies for you. Lots of videos over there. Tons of information about health, getting your health back. But here are all the social media, the real Melly, and this is the audiobook, so you can listen to me for 24 hours, and then more information about end times. I just posted some goodies over there, some memes, so that maybe you can help red pill people about the truth about the 666 or the mark of the beast or whatever. So let's get started. We're going to talk about what is going on. I want you guys to be prepared. I do not want anyone of my battalion to be worried at all. Nothing, no worry, just complete faith so that you can be in a good place so that you can help others. Okay. I didn't start without you. I didn't start without you. I was starting because I can't sit here and look at y'all at the camera. Y'all think I'm crazy. All right, here we go. Don't forget to hit the like button. Hit it now. Hit it now because you know you like this. You know you like all the good stuff. You got like that little goat skipping around. And then don't forget to subscribe. Make sure you got your bell rung so you get notified when we do a video. And make sure to share. Don't forget to go on my X account. It's Melissa Redpill. Did you guys see this that I posted today on the Delta of June 10th? This was in 2020, but on June 10th, today is June 10th, 2025. Do Anons understand what is about to be unleashed? Do you understand what is about to be unleashed? And I wrote on here, I read the fierce wrath of Almighty God. Now, normally I play that passage from Revelation 20 at the beginning of the video, or sometimes I do Joel 2 or whatever, but today I didn't play that. But it says, he will release the fierce wrath of God like juice flowing from a wine press. This is in Revelation 20. This is where we are in Revelation. We're at the point where we're going to destroy these enemies. Oh my goodness. If you haven't, like I said, I know I just said this. I'm going to say it again. If you haven't read the Minor Prophets, you have got to read them. they are so full of just this excitement of destroying these people. I'm just so excited to do it. Here's where you can go and see the books. Just search End Times and 1,000, and it'll pop up on Amazon. It's a bestseller. I think I've got like 3,500 reviews. Don't forget, if you can, go and review the books. That helps this to be seen in the algorithm. So please go and do that for me. That would really appreciate. I would really appreciate it. That would really help to get the message out. But we know it's going to be unleashed. We're going to talk about it right now. I want to make sure that everybody is good to go. You got your popcorn. You're buckled in. You keep your arms inside the vehicle at all moments, all that, and so that you're not worried at all. Now, this is one of the main things. I was talking about this. I don't even know if I did it on my last video. There's so much coming in so quick. This is on the nokings.org website. I'm going to pop this over into the chat. And Songbird, I see you here. Yes. If whoever, either you or Marge, somebody post this over in the comments. This is the website where people are signing up or checking out where they can go and get go to some of these rallies. Let me just see real quick. There's some already going on in Dallas and in San Antonio. Not San Antonio, Austin. I don't see. Okay, here's Austin right here, and here's the Houston area. Let me see if the. Anyway, I can't make it any bigger than that. But yeah, so you know I'm in the Houston area. So there's several. How lovely. Lovely. Great. All right, so there you go. Get ready. This is coming to a town near you. That's where we are in this thing. There are going to be a lot of them. Let's see if I can make it any bigger. All right, so this is what's going on in the Houston area. And here, let's see what's going on in Let's see what's going on in the Dallas. There's several in the Dallas area. It looks like even more in the Dallas area than in Houston. Let's see what's going on in. Look at all around Florida. All around Florida. I was thinking that there would probably be a lot. Miami has some. West Palm Beach, right at President Trump's house. Anyway, they're all over, of course, all over Florida. I'm sorry, California. And look at this. All throughout New York City. Okay, so. Where's New York? Okay, there we go. Look at all throughout New York City and New York State. All right, so anyway, these are the protests. We had already heard long ago that they would be organizing protests. Look at this, all over the world. There you go. Now, it doesn't look like in China. The people aren't protesting that in China, but they're protesting over there in Germany, France, Switzerland, all that. All right. So even in Alaska, whose country is this? All right, so don't forget to come over to my ex account, Melissa Redpill. Go over and make sure I'm going to put the link so you can definitely join my ex. And I'm going to put the link so you can, right now, you can go over and tell the heiress to Walmart what you think of her. Because she is putting all this money into this huge full page color ad for No King's Day, this nationwide counter protest scheduled for Trump's birthday, organized by far left group Indivisible. So this Walmart heiress is big mad because of the Chinese tariffs. And I'm just telling you, if you have not boycotted Walmart already, it's a good time to do so. Surely all you guys have already boycotted them, because these people, it's not a good thing. It's basically China Mart. Okay, and so, yeah, that's why they're upset, because they've been getting rich on the backs of America, and that's why nobody has a job. Anyway, so, yeah, her name is Christy Walton. So come on over, everybody, and like this and share it and repost it and put a comment about exactly how you feel about her. I just posted this, so everybody go and do that. Yeah, done with it. Boycott Walmart and tell her, Christy Walton, how you feel about her. She's a billionaire, and she is happy to have us suffer. It's maddening. Does she, anybody who would support her, I don't even know what to think about their brain cells. They don't have two brain cells to rub together. All right, so here is where President Trump was asked in the Oval Office today, will you invoke the Insurrection Act to deal with the situation in California? And he says, if there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it. We'll see. If we didn't get involved right now, Los Angeles would be burning. All the poor people whose houses burned down, anyone who's left, their houses would have burned down. I mean, it's that serious. And since all these people are paid troublemakers, they get money for doing all that. All right, so let's just see what he has to say.
Would you vote the Insurrection Act to deal with the situation in California?
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it. We'll see. But I can tell you, last night was terrible. The night before that was terrible. We have, as you've seen, it was on most of your networks, people with big, heavy hammers pounding the concrete and pounding curbs, pounding it, breaking up all, and handing these big chunks of concrete to people. And they were taking that concrete, going up on bridges and dropping it into the roof of a car. They were throwing it at our police. They were throwing it at our soldiers that are there. And we got it stopped, and we have them in custody right now. Look, if we didn't get involved right now, Los Angeles would be burning, just like it was burning a number of months ago with all the houses that were lost. Los Angeles right now would be on fire, and we have it in great shape. We're not playing around.
How will you determine whether or not there is an insurrection?
Well, you take a look at what's happening. I mean, I could tell you there were certain areas of that, of Los Angeles, that you could have called it an insurrection. It was terrible. But these are paid insurrectionists. These are paid troublemakers. They get money. And when you take a look at what they do, where they show up, and everyone's saying, what's he doing? He's pounding the curbs. This one guy's pounding the curb, breaking the curb, and handing big pieces of granite, in some cases it's granite and concrete, to other people, and they're running out with it, and then we watch the other people, and they try and throw it into the face of the soldiers, throw it into the face of the police, and they hurt some people very badly. They go up on bridges, they drop it down on the cars as the cars are moving. They're not breaking the curb because they're doing a demolition service. They're breaking it to hand out to people as a weapon. It's bad stuff. I've never seen that before.
There you go. Thank you, President. Thank you, President Trump, for exposing all this. So if there is an insurrection, then he will invoke the Insurrection Act. We're going to talk a little bit about that, which gives him the authority to go into these areas and to arrest them. Okay, so I just wanted you to see this. Protests have started now, also not only in Los Angeles, but also in Austin and Dallas, which again points us to Post 34, where it talks about there being all these protests. Well, I thought, you know, we've had protests before, but I feel like this is different. Something is different about this. There's, you know, I think it's go time. For a lot of different reasons than that we've talked about before. I think it's as President Trump says, this is the golden age. He's now back in power as the president. And then he was also doing a show of force today. So for a lot of reasons, as well as the fact that on my most recent video, I posted that. Let me see if I can find that one. The one that I just did, I just posted about the martial law. If you haven't seen that one, I'm going to pull that one up real quick, right here. This one right here. This one right here. Martial law, storm upon us, moment National Guard called. So that was very interesting because it was at a very biblical time, which is on the day of Pentecost, on the day of Jubilee, on the day that we celebrate the captives being free and the debts being canceled. So I'm going to post this over there. So if you haven't seen that one, definitely go back and watch that one. And you know what to do. Songbird. All right. So I want you to see that this is a lot of this is happening. All right. So now this is a post that you might not have seen. This is post number 14. And so it's maybe a good time to revisit this and remember what it says. What does the military, let me see if I can see the whole thing. What is POTUS in control of? What is the one organization left that isn't corrupt? Why does the military play such a vital role? Why is POTUS surrounded by highly respected generals? Who guards former presidents? That's the Secret Service. The Secret Service is guarding HRC. You know, why is this relevant? Who guards HRC? So is she being guarded or is she being held under control? And she can't leave the country. Remember, Post 34 says that certain extradition orders have been in, or what is it? Anyway, what was the word? It was something about that certain things have been put in place so that they can't leave the country, in other words, so that we won't have to extradite them. I won't go into exactly the words, but y'all know what I've read that many times. All right. So, you know, they are, you know, controlling her as well as the Bushes. So they might say that they want to leave the country, but they're not going to be able to. And even if they did, then the Secret Service is with them. So it's really a catch-22 for them. So they want the protection, but they're also under control. How about that? Why is Antifa allowed to operate? Why hasn't the Muslim Brotherhood been classified as a terrorist organization? Of course, because they want these people to come in and create all this mayhem, create what's going on in Los Angeles, create all these protests all around the world, all around the country. And so that is to protect them from being arrested and prosecution. Don't forget, today, Governor Newsom of California said, oh, arrest me. So he wants them to be arrested now because he's saying, you see, they would use this politically in the media to say, you see, he's a dictator and all that. So this has to be done exactly in the right timing. It has to be done after we have all these protests and people are, you know, all this mayhem, it appears, is going to happen all over the country, and that people are going to be screaming for the military to come in and get these things straightened out. I mean, seriously, it's going to be in a town near you, likely. Now, turns out, I don't know if I have this video to show, but I posted it earlier, that now 40% of the Latinos in America are for Trump. 40% have shifted to the right. They don't want any part of this. They are, you know, the stupidity of mainstream media saying, I think it was CNN, maybe it's MSNBC, saying, oh, the people were just having fun watching cars burn. What? Seriously. And so that has caused this huge shift, and that people are saying, no, we came into the country legally. We, you know, whatever is happening in your own country, you cannot come in here and then basically say you're taking over. And if we don't like it, then you're going to burn stuff down. Okay, so what happens if Soros-funded operations get violent and engage in domestic terrorism? What happens if mayors, police commissioners, and chiefs do not enforce the law, which is exactly what we've seen in Los Angeles? What authority does POTUS have specifically over the Marines? Okay, so he can use them and suspend the writ of habeas corpus and have the posse, use them as a posse comitatus, basically as a posse, as a federal police, basically. And if we can show that this, if he can show that this is an insurrection, then he can do that. He has the ability to use the Marines for that. Okay? Yeah, with me? So why is this important? It's important because he needs to be able to arrest not only these illegal immigrants, because we can't do it one at a time, that would take eons, right? It has to be done in mass, as well as these ones who are in power, the Newsoms and the Basses and the Schumers and the Pelosis and all of these. Okay, so they know that all this military equipment is going at least to D.C. for this parade, and that likely they're going all over the country to arrest these criminals, and they're afraid their number is up, and so that's why they're trying to say, we see he's a dictator, he's a you know, he's evil, we've got to, you know, impeach, all that. Okay, so I wanted you to see that. All right, y'all with me? Everybody, give me the thumbs up if you're with me. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up on the video too. All right, so we're going to talk about a little bit more. I want to make sure that you understand what is the legal ramifications of the Insurrection Act, the suspension of habeas corpus, and posse comitatus. Okay, so yeah, looks like we are, as Drago said, CAG Drago said, we really just might be seeing the first Q post playing out in real time. We've been looking for this literally since 2017, and now it's, you know, we're seeing it. And so this is one of the posts. I don't know if you can see this, but expect massive riots organized in defiance and others fleeing the U.S. to occur, or at least attempting to do so. U.S. Marines will conduct the operation while National Guard activated. Proof check, locate a National Guard member. Okay, so if anybody has located a National Guard member and asked them something about what's going on, please put that into the chat. I would love, or in the comment section. I would love to hear what you guys have to say. Thank you. Thank you for the thumbs up, Grandma Les. All right, so we are seeing this for the first time. These are massive riots being organized, and we see the Marines going out and the National Guard. So, just so you know, you can tell people you were right. I don't know if that's maybe the wisest way to do it, but either way, we were, and it is a matter of getting these people out of our country. That's the whole point. How could you arrest the criminal cabal? You have to have overwhelming force. We've talked about that in the Law of War manual on the last video, that last one I was just showing you. Now, now this is another thing that's kind of cool. One of the Patriots saw this. This was actually from Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense. He says, due to the increased threats to federal law enforcement officers in federal buildings, approximately 700 active duty U.S. Marines from Camp Pendleton are being deployed to Los Angeles to restore order. Now look at Post 4414. I just don't want to say that a lot of these numbers are really biblical. You see here, red 1, red 2, red 3, red 4. Well, we've already passed all those. And looky here, we're at the point where Marine CPSD, as in Camp Pendleton, San Diego, is being sent to central locations under the guise of civilian riot control. Under the guise of civilian riot control. Isn't this great that we have all this insider information? So it's really not about the civilians. The civilian riot control. It's really, I mean, yes, clearly, we do need to quell the violence. Don't get me wrong. Yes, we do need to do that. But it's bigger than that. It's about arresting these people. And I don't know if you know this, but Los Angeles is not about Los Holy Angels, but evil angels. That's the whole point of Los Angeles. Whether it was intentionally or at the beginning or not, they have hijacked it so that they're saying this is the place for demonic activity. And so that's, I think, one of the reasons that they're always burning down. They're always having some kind of mayhem. They're always having some Rodney King riots or some, burning down, these houses and all these different things that go on over there. And yes, they have these these evil people as in power, and they control the elections. We know that. I don't need to go into all the things that are going on over there. So I just find this very interesting that the Marines from San Diego, which is just an hour south of Los Angeles, are being sent there under the guise of riot control. Really, they're going over there to conduct this military operation. All right, so there you go. How about that? Look, here we go. Now, President Trump was at Fort Bragg just before we came on, and check out what he was witnessing, our wonderful military, as preparations for the celebration of the 250th anniversary of our Army, but it's really a show of force, in my opinion. Check it out. That is super cool. Isn't that super cool? Yesterday, I don't know if I shared the video, but they were practicing, and they were just on a lineup and having the little cord where they take it one at a time, and they go along, and then they jump out this at this little stall into the gravel, but just to practice. Okay, this is how we do it. Bam, bam, bam. Because you can't have somebody stopping. You have to have everybody just, get that rote memory where you just go, 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 go. Next thing you know, you've jumped into nothingness, and here you go. Hopefully your parachute will inflate. All right, so I want you to see that, and then this is our president. Woo! They love him at Fort Bragg. They were hollering and carrying on and having the biggest time in USA and USA and USA. Here's a huge show of force with these missiles being launched. Check this out. Our wonderful president, you just cannot make this up. Have you ever seen him do such a thing as that? I haven't ever seen anything like that. So it's just not coincidence that this is happening right now. And of course, you say, oh, it's because it's the 250th anniversary. Okay, yeah, I think there's more to it than that. What do you think? I definitely think so. All right, so here is a post number three. I didn't even realize this is that early. This is way at the beginning, October 29th, 2017. Where is HRC? Of course, under the control of the Secret Service. Why is the NG, the National Guard, called up across 12 cities? Now, we're thinking this was back then, you know, and like, what am I, and I'm like, is this happening now? Did not realize it was going to be, you know, all these years later. Okay, this is like just 7 years ago. Based upon October 29th, 2017, seven and a half years. All right, so why is the National Guard called up across 12 cities now? Why are the National Guard being called up? And actually, Pete Hegseth went before Congress today, and he was announcing why they're doing these things preemptively in Los Angeles is because they didn't do it quickly enough in Minnesota and in Portland, and they got behind the thing, okay? And strong opinion, that was all planned so that we could say even at this day, oh, we should have been more proactive. And so they can't really argue that we shouldn't be proactive because they know what happened in Portland and Minnesota. All right, so what 12 cities do you think are going to be on this list? Kind of like I was showing you that calendar right there. And so you guys can put in the comments in the chat which cities that you think, and we already said a few of them, and I don't know how I can write all these down, but I'm sure Los Angeles, of course, and then we already know that Dallas and Austin, which are fairly liberal, and then you've got New York and Chicago, and I'm thinking Atlanta, I'm thinking Houston, and then maybe like Miami. I'm just guessing, you know, that those are some of the ones. Maybe Phoenix, maybe San Diego, you know, some of these that have a lot of dots. I'm thinking the ones that they're going to be being in 12 of the cities. You guys. Oh, yeah, D.C. Thank you, Ryo Dragon. Thank you. Yes, definitely that. 12 cities. All right, across the U.S. All right. Not to say that they won't be in other places, but, yeah, they're being called up to at least go to those. Now, this is where they were talking about the Posse Comitatus. And I want you to hear this, and it helps you to get a framework of what has to happen for President Trump to be able to use the Marines as basically military police. Okay, check it.
On the ground, of the federal agencies on the ground. We are talking about federal agencies doing their work. And being protected in that work.
Yeah, I mean, there's two laws here that are at work. One is the Posse Comitatus Act, which prohibits the military, as the press pool now runs for the motorcade so they can follow the president.
Yeah, I was hoping we would hear a few comments there. But
Posse Comitatus Act, which prevents the American military from acting in a law enforcement capacity in the United States. And then there is also the Insurrection Act, which under certain circumstances, it's pretty narrowly framed, allows the U.S. military to defend the homeland.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm wondering what will actually come out of that court, or potentially how quickly a judge could make something happen.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and tell you that Newsom was trying to get President Trump to the judge to say he block him from being able to do what he's doing to quell the violence in Los Angeles, and the judge said no. They've already have the answer on that. So, but bottom line, I want you to hear about the Posse Comitatus Act is where the you can use the Marines as a police force. Normally you can't, but in certain circumstances, and it has to be rebellion, it has to be an invasion, something like that. All right, so here I'll read. This is 18 U.S. Code, Section 1385, an original intent of which was to end the U.S. use of federal troops just to police state elections in the former Confederate states. Okay, so... Lincoln had called them out to control, to manage the elections. They were trying to keep people from being able to vote, okay? It prescribes the role of the Army and the Air Force in executing civil laws and states. Key exceptions to the Posse Comitatus Act. Pursuant to the presidential power to quell domestic violence, federal troops are expressly exempt from prohibitions of Posse Comitatus, and this exemption applies equally to active duty military and federalized National Guard troops. So, basically, though, they can use this Posse Comitatus Act if they've proven rebellion and invasion. And that's why so many times President Trump is saying this in some of his posts. He's saying this is an invasion. This is a rebellion. This is treason. Okay, so this guy has a really good way of explaining it too. He talks about suspending the writ of habeas corpus. Check this out.
You're going to see here when it comes to the writ of habeas corpus that there are certain things that have to happen and you have to have exposure to prove there's a rebellion or an invasion. Keywords are so important. When you're listening to Trump and the administration and their press conferences and when they speak, you got to listen to these keywords: invasion, rebellion, and we have to see it. We have to understand it, and then he can take down the writ of habeas corpus. But on a bigger note, for those of you that have been awake and have been on this this roller coaster for 8 years, and you've been on the cue board and you've studied and you know about the posts that are literally happening right now and coming to fruition when it comes to the National Guard and the Marines on U.S. soil, the SEALs, active duty members, this is it. I'm not saying it's going to happen right now, tomorrow, but we're going into a new week and it's going to be a boom week. And I'm going to tell you all right now, I'm speaking to all the Patriots and the Dons. This is when people are going to need you. This is when things are going to look scary. I'm saying this as well because remember we were told about 12 cities. 12 cities that could be key cities where we have maybe cells or organized crime, just like what you're witnessing right now, paid off protesters, could be activated. And I just want everyone to know that based off of the cue board and this administration and this military operation, this will be clean and swift. Everything's under full control. The military has already been out. The National Guard, the military, they've been out. They've been in full beautiful camouflage disguise, and you don't even know it. Again, this goes back a long time, but right now, speaking of right now, if in your gut you have a feeling that this parade thing is not a parade of celebration, it might be, but it's bigger than that, I'm with you. I think if you were to, how do you keep the public civil while also bringing in 7,000 troops, all the machinery, all the tanks, all the whatever else they're bringing to show how badass our military is, how do you keep the public civil without questioning bringing the U.S. military on the U.S. soil to control an invasion or a rebellion from illegal criminal syndicate cartel members that were let in the last 4 years? You know, they say F-A-F-O, right? Well, you know what? The last 4 years, they F-A'd. And now, to all the illegal immigrants and everyone out there who's trying to prevent ICE from doing their job and all these paid-off, ignorant, childish protesters, now you get to find out what it's like to, I guess, get the F-A-F-O moment, right? So now we get F-O for you, and man, I would not want to mess with the Marines or the SEALs. Those guys, they go through a lot of stuff. They go through a lot of training. They go through a lot to protect this country from other countries, not just their own country, but they go through a lot to protect the homeland. And it's kind of like in football, you know, we go through 2 days in practice and then we get that finally the first game where we get to hit someone else's helmet. Oh, man. I would hate to be on the wrong side of justice right now against the Marines and the SEALs and the United States military.
Yes, I'm excited about that. Yeah, they're getting ready to knock heads. I saw a Marine who was saying, yeah, they've been very patient. They're waiting just until the right moment, until they get the orders. But they're soon going to be going to FO. They'll be finding out. All right, have you seen this? This is the president of Mexico. She just called her countrymen to protest in Los Angeles over taxes on remittances back to Mexico in the big, beautiful bill. That's an insurrection. Are you kidding me? You've got these people in our country, and you're trying to get them to vote against what we're doing in our country? Trump needs to ante up and invoke the act, the Insurrection Act. Yeah, yeah. This woman is too much. Too much. It looks like an act of war to me. All right, so yeah, that's what's going on with her. Okay, now, the next thing is, not only are we supposed to be getting, a notice about the emergency broadcast, but the first thing I think that will happen, if President Trump pulls the trigger, which that guy, Jordan, thinks he's going to pull the trigger, is on Twitter, we're looking for a post that says exactly this. Quote, my fellow Americans, comma, the storm is upon us, ... end quote. That's what we're watching for. That's what we're waiting for. So I want you to stay buckled. I want you to stay calm. I don't think, as he was saying, it'll be swift, clean and swift. And, you know, some people think that we'll have darkness. Things will go dark. We might lose internet power. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that show of force was a nod to us that we are ready. Our military is ready. This is going to be easy, really, because it's all the money that we have put in to have a great military finally not being used to foment war worldwide and make the cabal rich. It's actually going to be used for the first time, maybe in a long time, to actually work for the good of the American people. Under the control of true patriots like President Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. All right, so get ready if this happens. Just do not be worried. And I'm hoping that we'll still be able to use Telegram. Our wonderful Duval has Pave Durov has worked so hard and has been put under house arrest in France because he just is bound and determined to make sure that people can continue to communicate. So whether it's on X, whether it's on Telegram, wherever it is, just make sure you're following all the social media so we can always find each other. Remember how it was when we got kicked off of everything back in 2020 and we lost each other? Now that we found each other, we can't lose each other. You can definitely go over to freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, and make sure that you have that you're following on all the social media platforms. And make sure the bell is rung on X as well as on the video channel. Now, I'll see what else. Don't forget Dan Scavino. Oh, yeah, here's the one I was going to tell you about. This is where he's 40%, 40 points up on the issue of immigration, ditching the Dems' 32-point lead for an 8-point Republican lead. Proof these voters are all in for secure borders. And his approval with the immigrant voters soared from a measly 36% to 47%. And also, whether it's legal or illegal, they're throwing shade at the undocumented folks with their favorability tanking to -6. The people who are here in this country who've come in, who are immigrants, they do not want to have any part of this, of these people and what they're doing. So the numbers, they just can't even believe it over on CNN. It's a huge, huge shift. This is a great awakening. This is the Great Awakening, and it's because we are the news now, and they're not getting their news of the BS from CNN. We know what's going on. We're not buying into whatever they say. All right, Trump said, and Dan Scavino posted about the popcorn. We got the popcorn. He also posted, as I showed you on my last video, that he posted twice about over the target, right? So we've got a lot of ways that you think, hey, you know, this really, really, really is it. I hope so. If this isn't it, I can't even imagine. But we're ready for that post that says, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. Oh, see, also in Post 35, POTUS will be well insulated and protected on Air Force One and abroad while these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment. It's time to take back our country and make America great again. Let's salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. All right? Follow the questions from the previous threads and remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top on both sides. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Look for more false flags. Stay alert. Be vigilant. And above all, pray. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. For whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Love is patient. Love is kind. Isn't that wonderful? I'm just so excited. It's biblical. I'm so glad he said it's biblical 8 times. That's what we do here. We look at the current events in the light of God's word because this is biblical. So I just, if you forget about this, go to qanon.pub. I'll go ahead and pop this into the chat so you guys can see, this where you can search some of this information. That's where I searched the word insulated. Now, so don't worry. I want you to just be calm and not worry. It says, the spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Don't forget, though, Melly is going to be in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be up there on the 20th, 19th, 20th, 21st. And so the Lord has led me to go up there. So I'll be telling you what's going on. And President Trump has encouraged us to come up and experience Les Miserables, which is the beautiful play, the beautiful musical about being set free from the tyrants, basically from the French Revolution. If you haven't seen it, you can go and find it. I just posted it the other day on BitChute. Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men? Remember that song? This is the beautiful, beautiful song of people who are being set free from the tyrants. That's not a coincidence either that President Trump would do that. All right, so next, I showed you that and the popcorn. Okay, you've seen this post here, Post 34. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture more senior officials. You've seen that on POTUS's order. A state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. And then don't forget, we will be initiating the emergency broadcast system during this time in an effort to provide a direct message to all citizens. Organizations that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations. In other words, the Insurrection Act and the Posse Comitatus. They're going to, and also the writ of habeas corpus. So they're going to be able to do whatever they have to do to keep us safe because this has been a rebellion and an invasion. All right, last thing I wanted to show you super quick is this beautiful verse from Isaiah chapter 60 that says the kings of the world will be led as captives in a victory procession. Who's ready for that? I'm ready for that. I'm ready for these people to be brought in handcuffs for everyone to see and be listed on there what they've done. Oh my goodness, we've been waiting for so long. And so if you want to know more about how this is biblical, you can check out these books, End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace, End Times Major Clues for Minor Prophets, End Times This is Biblical. And you can also listen to them over on freedomforce.live. If you don't mind, don't forget to please go on to there and put in some reviews. I would really, really appreciate it. And yeah, here's where you can listen to the audiobooks. And here's where, right there. And then if you look right here on the freedomforce.live/endtimes, there's some little videos that you can show to people to give them a primer on what's the truth about end times. But if you scroll down about almost to the bottom, you'll see I've created these memes for you, something that you can easily share with people. This is what the truth is about the four horsemen. Here's what the truth about the 666. This is the truth about the Antichrist. This is the truth about the 1111. And what that amazing verse from Revelation 1111 says, God breathed life into them and they stood up. Here's the truth about the four living beings. Here's where Beyonce was in performing the woman in labor and what that is. Of course, the sign of the Son of Man that I've shown you guys many times. All right, so those are all over there and I'll be adding to it, but basically that's really, something easy to share with people to help them to understand what's going on. All right, I'm thinking that might be everything. Oh, no, I want to show you this. All right. Greta Thunberg was in a flotilla on her way to Gaza to explain, to tell the world, we've got to make sure that these people don't starve. And I really don't understand why people are laughing about this. I don't understand that. I just don't get that. I can't understand that. I don't get that at all. I don't know. President Trump said that she has an anger management issue. Now, I think that's his way of saying she's angry. That's his way of saying she's angry. And I am angry too. I'm angry at how these people have been so mistreated. And let's just be honest, their flotilla was going through international waters, and the Israeli Defense Force or Israeli Occupational Force did not have the authority to go in and kidnap these people. She's right when she's calling it kidnap. That's exactly what it was. They do not have the right to do that. And I don't care how many news people, MSM, say that they did. They do not. And I don't care even how many patriots say it. Because many people have been misled and don't realize what's going on. But President Trump has to play this thing very, very smart, because he knows that most people do not understand the truth about Israel. It's saving Israel for last. Israel is the hot button issue of the top level brainwashing. Anyway, he said that. He said that she's got an anger management issue, which she's angry about it. She's angry, and I am too. And I to be honest, I've never been a fan. I've never been a fan of Greta. But I do appreciate that she's trying to save children from starving. You know, it's against the Geneva Conventions to starve the civilians. And that's exactly what's happening. And so I throw up my hands that I don't understand how people are not trying to stop this. I don't get that. I don't get that. If somebody can help me to understand why patriots are not trying to stop the genocide, please, because I'm just, I don't know. It just boggles my mind. And I know whenever I post, immediately I get all this clown, you know, images or whatever, those clown emojis. I'm like, it's because the trolls come out in force whenever we talk about these things. All right, number two, she was saying, he also said that Israel has bigger problems than Greta Thunberg, which is the truth. I appreciate the way he says it. He's just so smart in the way he says things. I shoot from the hip, and I just call him as I see him. He's so wise because he's got to thread this perfect needle all the time. But yeah, they do have a bigger problem. Their issue is not Greta Thunberg, and for them to take the time to go and stop her flotilla and to kidnap these people was not a smart move, in my opinion. I think that's what he was basically saying. I'm just praying for the patriots to wake up and for the people of Gaza to not die in starvation. And they've got the blockade, so the people can't get the supplies that they need. It's awful. It's awful. All right, so I think that's everything. Yeah, he did say here, troops will be everywhere. Let me see if I can find that clip.
And it's auto pen.
What's the bar for sending Marines?
The bar is what I think it is. I mean, if we see danger to our country and to our citizens, we'll be very, very strong in terms of law and order. It's about law and order. We're going to see what we need. We'll send whatever we need to make sure there's law and order.
Do you foresee those protests spreading to other cities, Chicago, New York, for example, in the next few days?
Protests, we're going to be watching it very closely. And when they spit at people, you know, they spit. That's their new thing. They spit, and worse, you know what they throw at them, right? And when that happens, I have a little statement. They say, they spit, we hit. And I told them, nobody's going to spit on our police officers. Nobody's going to spit on our military, which they do is a common thing. They get up to them this far away, and then they start spitting in their face. That happens. They get hit very hard.
What are the rules of engagement for federal troops?
We'll see what happens. If we think there's a serious insurrection or less than that, we're going to have law and order. Very important.
How would you define an insurrection?
You have to really just have to look at the site. You have to see what's happening. Last night in Los Angeles, we watched it very closely. There was a lot of violence there. There was a lot of violence, and it could have gotten much worse. And you have an incompetent governor. Just take a look at the train stations that he's building. Like 20 times over.
Yeah, you can't wait until the people are dead. And that's what Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth was saying, that in Minnesota and in Portland, they waited until it was too late and it was out of hand. And so this is why they're he's saying that you have to watch it and see to make sure that it's not you don't wait too long. All right, but anyway, he was saying something about that the troops will be everywhere. So just get ready. And so that you can also help your family members. You've seen this. I've shown you this. You know, these are being sent supposedly to Washington, D.C., but it makes me think that possibly, of course, there's Washington, D.C. right there. So, yeah, these are being brought in to D.C., and I'm going to be there so I can actually show you videos from there. I think, yeah, I showed you the Law of War manual. I'll go ahead and pop this into the chat just in case you didn't get it last time. But that's where it's talking about that they don't have to show with force all over the country. The belligerent power of these people who've taken over our country, it ends when they have no longer have effectively placed the occupied territory under their control. And so President Trump is showing by overwhelming force that he's in control. That the Patriots are in control, that we're taking back our country. This is the whole thing that we're saying here on Post 34 that I had somewhere. That, let me see if I can find it. Yeah, this one. Over the next coming days, you will undoubtedly realize we are taking back our great country from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm. So we're taking it back because they took it. They stole our country. They've been occupiers. So anyway, so I hope that's helpful. I hope that you like this. I'll be on the chat for just a few more minutes, but that's basically what I wanted everybody to see today. And so I'll be continuing to post on social media. I'll be over and you know, if we need to come out and do another video before I see you guys Saturday morning, I will. But you know, I do Sunday mornings at 11. I do Saturdays at 6 p.m. Central, and I do Saturday, what did I just say? Tuesday at 6 p.m., and then Saturday at 10:30 a.m., where we do the study on the study guides on end times. All right, so let's pray before we go, as we always do. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world. We thank you that you are going to make a terrifying end of these people, and that none of them will escape. They will all be brought to justice, and that they will, as your word says from the minor prophets, they will have to bow before the executioners. I thank you, Lord, that you have drawn us together. That just like you said in your word in Revelation 11:11, you breathed life into us, and we stood up. And great fear fell on all who were watching, because they're so scared and panicking because they know we will not stop until they are done away with. And that includes our wonderful agents of the military. Thank you, Lord, for Pentecost, the promise of Pentecost that the captives will be freed and the debts will be canceled. Thank you that you are pouring out your spirit on all flesh because people are waking up. And you're also pouring out your spirit on our wonderful military. And we ask you to continue to protect them and surround them with your angels so that they can work law and order, as our wonderful president said. I don't even know how many times on that video. Thank you. We praise you. We praise you that we will go out of that stall like those little calves, jumping and having a great time and full of energy and joy, and be just set free from these evil tyrants. We cannot wait. We're so excited. Thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to bless them, be with them, guide them, help them to share everything as you put it in their heart to share, and help the truth to run, Lord. Please help to grow our ability to get the truth out about end times. Lord, it's time for people to know. It's time. And so we just ask you to bless our efforts. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. Y'all want to see the little goats again? They're so cute. Check it out.
Let me tell you. Girl, you're my little boo thing. So I'll give a hoot what you do. Say, girl, I know you're a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K. Girl, I know. Tell them I'm next. Tell them you find a little something too fresh. I know. Tell them I'm next. Tell them you find a little something too fresh. I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and it fit good, so I took the doors out the deep. Okay, I see a brother holding your seat, no beef, but I'm trying to get the noise you release. Don't take my talking to your own. I can keep it chill like the Soviet blunt. I'ma keep it real when your man long gone. If you're looking for a friend, then you got the wrong song. Baby girl, what's good? What's with you? If you book tonight, that's fiction. I'm outside, no pictures. You want me? Go figure. To the back, to the front. You a tan, baby girl, but I know what. Hey, to the back. To the front, you a 10, baby girl, but I know what. You my love.
All right, guys. I love you guys. I'm going to jet out of here, and I will see you. I'll see you on Saturday morning, okay? And I'll see you over on social media. Yeah, you'll have the energy just like that, those little guys. I love you guys. I will talk to you later.